You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. This is a pillar of wellness that I feel like no one is talking about. So of course, today we're going to dive right in. Welcome back to Wellness Fixes the Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a pelvic floor physical therapist and the owner of the Ella Wellness Sisterhood. And I'd say this is probably the largest foundational pillar for me that I build my entire health and wellness pyramid off of. And that is the pillar of faith and spirituality. So for me, I am a Christian. And so a lot of this will tie back to Christian concepts. But even if you're not religious, I really do feel like there you can sense this deeper level behind your own health and wellness, this deeper sort of spiritual purpose behind the health and wellness habits that you have for yourself. For me, I feel it, especially in regards to movement. For you, it might be something different. Movement and prayer and mindfulness, obviously, too. But for you, it might be something different. But I do feel like we all have this sort of inner sense of this sort of deeper purpose underlying our own health and wellness. And again, for me as a Christian, I look at my body as a temple, right? It's somewhere that I can experience God's love for me and that I can also share God's love with other people, right? It's how I build community, build relationships. It's how I experience love from those around me, how I experience respect and forgiveness and grace, and how I'm able to share those things with others too. It's how I am able to see this beautiful world, you know, go hike the Grand Canyon, see the lovely beaches in the south of France, fly to different parts of the world to see the beauty that's been created. It's how I am able to just have friendships, have people to connect with, have like love and be able to experience love. And so my body is such a deeper part of how I'm able to enjoy the world, enjoy the activities that I like to do, and enjoy the people that are in my life. And then also be able to share God's love and then experience God's love too. So for me, again, that's as a Christian, and I know that not everyone listening to this podcast is going to relate to that, but I do think that we all have this like deeper sense of wellness being having this level of spirituality involved. And so we're going to dive into that today, and it's one of my absolute favorite topics. It's going to be pretty just like, see, I don't know, I don't want to say serious for me, but it's one of my biggest pet peeves is when someone has the freedom to move and make choices and make healthy choices for themselves, but they don't choose to do that. And I hate to say that it's a pet peeve, but it really does. That's one of the ways that I can get angry, especially at, you know, people who I know have the freedom to move in the ways that they want and the freedom to make these healthy fueling choices that they want. Because on the flip side, I know people who aren't able to make those choices because of certain restrictions or limitations that they have in their own bodies. So for me, movement and taking care of my body is a way to glorify God. It's a way for me to give thanks back to God for this gift that I've been given, and a way for me to show myself too gratitude, right? Like, thank you for getting on the mat today. Thank you for overcoming whatever mental barriers it took for you to eat that healthy food, to work out in this healthy way, whatever it is. It's a way for me to sort of give gratitude back to God for this body that I've been given, and then also to give gratitude for like the body that I'm in back to myself, if that makes sense. So it's also a way to learn about my body and learn about my mind and learn about how my body reacts to certain foods. It's a learning process. I like to link it back to like a Christmas gift, right? Like, or for me, I guess a wedding registry gift. So the KitchenAid, I'll use the KitchenAid mixer as a example, which I'm sure you guys didn't expect me to tie faith back into a KitchenAid mixer, but here we are. So, you know, you get a KitchenAid mixer, you want to use it. You want to display it on your counter because it's absolutely gorgeous. You want to learn how to use it. You want to learn different techniques that you can of, you know, bread you can make in it, of doughs you can make, of rotisserie chicken that you can shred in it, whatever it is. You want to You want to display it. You want to learn how to use it. You want to actually use it. And that's the same way that I view our bodies, where taking care of it, putting in these little daily efforts, learning about our bodies is a way to give glory back to God and give thanks back to God for these bodies that we've been given and these gifts that we've been given. I also look at it on the flip side, because as a physical therapist, I interact with people every single day who have limitations within their body, whether that be because of pain, because of neurological damage, a traumatic incident, whatever it is. I always look back to the flip side of this, because I understand that there are people whose bodies are not the sanctuary for them. It's not feeling like this temple. They don't feel safe in their bodies. They don't feel like it is their home, right? They feel trapped within their body and within their current limitations, whatever they are. And for me, it comes in the form of movement primarily. It's easier for me to think of it in regards to that, where I have patients with, you know, ankle sprains or hip pain or low back pain. As an orthopedic physical therapist, that's who I see the most of. I see postpartum folks who cannot cough without leaking, or cannot laugh or enjoy time playing on the trampoline with their kids without leaking. And so those are ways that they enjoy the company of others. They love others, that they feel love from others, and they're not able to participate in that activity fully or in that relationship fully because of their pain or injury. And then I have other friends who are neuro PTs, and they're absolutely incredible, but they're working with people who've had a stroke, who are paralyzed on one side of their body, who have had a spinal cord injury because of a traumatic car accident or diving into the pool, or, you know, people with Parkinson's, where their movement is just not in their control anymore. And so I always like to think back to those examples of people, especially when I'm struggling with motivation for moving, or, oh, I really don't want to do that workout today because of, you know, this and this, I'm tired or whatever. When I am so blessed because I have that freedom to choose movement, and I know that some people aren't. And I don't want to say that the people who have these limitations aren't able to glorify God or experience God's love in that way, or experience life to the fullest in that way, because that is totally not true. And oftentimes I do feel like they're the ones that sense that even greater, because they have this understanding of what it's like to live without, or with limitations and without this sort of freedom of movement. On the other hand, as far as like health and wellness goes, I also know family members and friends who have not been or are currently not able to eat the foods that they want or digest things in the way that they want or that their bodies used to be able to. I have, you know, family members who have ostomy bags, whose digestive system just does not work the way that it used to. I've had patients who have been on feeding tubes. I've had patients who have certain immune conditions that they're not able to enjoy certain healthy foods that help to fuel their bodies in the same way. And I also have patients and friends and family, as I'm sure you guys do, but I'm just, you know, bringing these to mind as things that I think about, but friends and family who have memory issues and their, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's, or their brains and their thoughts and how they're able to communicate is just not as much in their control anymore. And so I like to think of the people who do not have as much freedom to choose what I am able to choose in regards to my own health, wellness, movement, fueling, all of that, especially when it's hard for me to get motivated or be motivated. And I know that for me as a Christian, there is a deeper purpose behind all of these things. As much as I want all of my patients to be pain-free, a lot of the times what I find myself saying is, you know, it's not you, you know, dear God, use my hands to help heal this person in whatever way you want them to be healed. Because a lot of the time God has this deeper meaning behind why someone's experiencing this injury, why someone is experiencing this terminal illness, why someone is experiencing this autoimmune condition or difficulty fueling their bodies in the right way. And so I know that it's not in my control, but dear God, use my brain, use my education, use my hands, use my conversation to help heal these people in the way that you see fit. And so it's a way for me to look at movement, look at health and wellness as this super sort of like faith-based interaction, and a way to sort of communicate with, for me, God, and to understand and to just be a better sort of child in the kingdom of God, whether that be through actually being able to heal someone from an injury, which is always my favorite, right? Or if I just get to walk through a certain journey, a certain physical or tough journey with someone as they're working through their own sort of healing and faith-based journey. And then for me too, it's a way for me to say, you know what? I know these patients who've had this taken away from them. That gives me all that much more reason to be able to choose to work out, to choose to make this healthy fueling choice, to choose to pray or journal or be able to write or whatever it is, because I know that I have that capability right now. And I know it's a way to give thanks and gratitude for what I have currently, knowing that some people don't have that freedom. So if you struggle with working out or staying consistent, I do think keeping these faith-based and spiritual concepts in mind can really, really help. If you have a healthy body where you're able to move, think, and fuel the way you want to, how much more special is it to be able to use that freedom to choose things that honor your body, that honor the freedom of choice that you've been given to move, to fuel in a healthy way, to pray, to journal, whatever it is, to make your mind even healthier. And so I like, again, I tie this, my deeper why, this all ties back into my deeper why behind my own health and wellness journey. But if you've followed me for a while, you probably know I have this concept of the longevity fund. And for me, the longevity fund is this deeper, this sort of, hopefully a very expansive fund by the end of my life, where each little fueling habit, the correct, you know, fueling habit choice, the correct, like, or the right healthy choice for movement or a journaling, mindfulness, meditation, exercise, any sort of little healthy routine that I incorporate in my day is just adding into this longevity fund. That way, when I am experiencing a traumatic event, whether that be spiritual, whether that be psychological, whether that be physical, whatever it is, I can pull from this longevity fund, knowing that I have taken the time to build up this longevity fund, to be putting these little deposits into this fund over time, so that when I do, you know, when I am depleting it a little bit, I'm able to pull from those reserves that I have. So from a physical standpoint, that means working on my muscle strength, my bone mineral density, my cardiovascular endurance. That way, if I do sustain an injury, I'm able to heal that much better from it because I'm starting from this, you know, greater foundation for movement. And I look at that a lot as a physical therapist because a lot of my patients that I have come in, and the ones who heal the best have these, you know, substantial longevity funds where they have put little deposits into it for life. They're the ones getting good sleep. They're the ones working out consistently. They're the ones fueling the right way, hydrating the right way, and their bodies heal a lot better from that. And their minds heal a lot better from that too. And so I look at the longevity fund as a way for me to give thanks to my body, and then also to prepare my body for what might be coming. Because I know that with aging and with just different things that happen as we get older, there is going to come a day where I'm not able to move like I want, where I'm not able to, you know, ski Breckenridge anymore, or I'm not able to experience yummy foods like I am right now, or I'm not able to have full control over my mind or my thoughts or my memory, you know, and I know that's coming. But if I'm able to make those choices right now and have that freedom to make those choices right now, then it's a way for me to give thanks to God for this current gift and this current, you know, temple that I have, but then also to give my own body thanks for what I'm able to do for it right now with the freedoms that I've been given. So a few of the ways that I incorporate some of these concepts into, like, especially my workouts and my movement, because that's when I do feel like I feel the most sort of like spiritual and faith-based connection, is when I am moving my body. But I like to, this is like heinous for my husband, but I like working out with soothing, calming music. Sometimes it's Christian music, sometimes it's not, but it just puts me in this like really good headspace to flow and move and strengthen and just build up my body and my nervous system and my heart in a certain way, and in a way that just feels good for me. I also really like early morning workouts as the sun rises. Like, there's just something so beautiful to a sunrise and being able to work out when it's still dark, when the world's a little bit quiet, when there's not as much noise around me, and watch the sunrise. There's something just so spiritual and sort of enlightening about that. And it's a way just, again, to experience the beauty of a sunrise while I'm working out. And then I also like to start and end my workouts with gratitude. And if you're part of the LMLS sisterhood, you know this, but we always start our workouts with gratitude and we always end our workouts with gratitude because I feel like it helps build consistency. But I also know that sometimes it takes people a lot to overcome certain mental barriers or mental hurdles or physical hurdles to get on the mat and to be able to work out in the way that's right for them. And so I always like to acknowledge that and set our mindsets up front for one of gratitude so that we can just move with purpose through a workout, knowing that each movement that we do, each exercise that we do is a way to give back to our bodies. And then we also end with gratitude as a way to say, you know what, even if I wasn't able to make the full rep scheme, even if I wasn't able to hold that exercise for that much longer, thank you for what my body was able to give me today in this workout. And thank you for whatever barriers I had to overcome to complete that workout. And so I feel like gratitude's a huge way to be able to acknowledge the spiritual component and the faith-based component to movement especially. So again, this may seem a little woo-woo to you guys, but faith is a huge pillar of my own wellness. And my hope is that by sharing this with you guys, some of these concepts, even if you do not consider yourself religious or spiritual in any way, I'm hoping that some of these concepts can still help you in your own workouts and help you stay that much more motivated in your own health and wellness journey. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Wellness Fixes podcast. A reminder, we are on YouTube. Again, if you want to see me talk with my hands, we're also on like all the streaming platforms that you could possibly imagine. So if you could like, comment, subscribe, review, whatever, I would really, really appreciate it. Share this episode with someone who you think might enjoy it. And again, thank you guys. I love doing these. I think next week will be like halfway through the year. And honestly, this podcast started out as like a 4-week trial. I was like, let me just give it 4 weeks. Let me see if I enjoy it. And let me tell you, I absolutely enjoy it. I love educating. I love guiding. I love reflecting. I love researching. I love sharing all of these concepts that are pretty mainstream, but from a physical therapist perspective and from like a young woman's perspective too. So I have really loved it. So thank you guys for following along. Thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys again on the next Wellness Fixes podcast episode.